Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, welcome to Radio Islam International. You can listen to us locally, nationally and internationally on the medium wave frequency 1548 via satellite as well as via audio streaming on www.radioislam.co.za. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Well, a hearty welcome to all our listeners to our Ramadan edition of Socially Speaking. We, as usual, commence with our Ramadan focus, and inshallah today we continue sharing with you good deeds to do throughout the month of Ramadan to gain reward, inshallah. And once again, we're looking at du'as and zikrs that can be recited in abundance during and, of course, also after the month of Ramadan to gain maximum reward, inshallah. Well, we're going to take a break immediately after that, and then we're going to be crossing over, inshallah, to KwaZulu-Natal. And once again, we'll be joined by Maulana Muhammad Venker, inshallah. And today, our discussion, obviously, is on Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Yes, we'll continue with that a little later in the program. But for now, good deeds to do throughout Ramadan to gain reward. And yes, we only have a few days left, so we should take advantage of this, inshallah, and try to gain as much reward as possible during this month, inshallah. Right now, as we know, we are in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and in the Holy Quran, in chapter 97, verse 3, Allah Ta'ala says that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. So it is superior to approximately 83 years of worship. Subhanallah. Most of us do not even live for that long. But inshallah, like I said earlier, we will be focusing more on this point. That is the great night, that is the night of power, inshallah, in our next segment. And we will obviously give you more information regarding Laylatul Qadr, or the night of power, inshallah. Well, the next point we go to is, it is a little dua or a zikr that one needs to recite. And that is, if you want Allah Ta'ala to be pleased with you on the day of resurrection. Allah Ta'ala has promised that anyone who says this 3 times every morning or evening will be pleased on the day of resurrection. This phrase should be recited 3 times every morning or evening, regardless whether it is Ramadan or not. But if you haven't been doing it, then this is a good time to start, inshallah, and then hopefully continue for the rest of our lives, inshallah. It says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiya. And it means, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, with Islam as my religion, and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet. I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, with Islam as my religion, and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet. Then, the other one, or the other phrase, the phrases that can be recited, that is also, which also, they say, is very good for us, is, let me just tell you about it. It says, Juwayriya bin Al-Harith reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out from his home in the morning, and he was busy, and Juwayriya bin Al-Harith was busy in performing the dawn prayer. He came back in the afternoon and he found him sitting there, and he said, are you still in the same position as I left you? And obviously he replied, yes. Thereupon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, I recited 4 phrases 3 times after I have left you. If these are to be weighed against all you have recited since morning, then these will be heavier. And what are these 3 phrases? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. Allah is free from imperfection, and I begin with his praise as many times as the number of his creatures in accordance with his good pleasure, equal to the ink that may be used in recording the words. So remember just these 3 phrases that can be read, inshallah. Allah is free from imperfection, and I begin with His praise as many times as the number of His creatures, in accordance with His good pleasure, equal to the ink that may be used in recording these words, inshallah. Okay, then, another rare treasure of paradise. Abu Dawud radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not tell you of one treasure of the unlimited treasures of paradise?" I replied spontaneously, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that would be an honor indeed." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the rare treasure is, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It means the strength to do good and to refrain from evil comes from the grace and the mercy of Allah. The strength to do good and to refrain from evil comes from the grace and the mercy of Allah. And then another beautiful supplication for forgiveness is, well, I'll show you that with you in a minute. In fact, Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The best supplication for seeking forgiveness is to say, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa..." That's that whole dua that one has to read, and it means, "O Allah, you are my Rabb, there is no true God except you, you have created me and I am your slave, and I hold to your covenant as far as I can. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. I acknowledge the favors that you have bestowed upon me, and I confess my sins. Pardon me, for none but you has the power to pardon." Now, one who supplicates in these terms during the day with firm belief in it, and he dies on that same day, that is before the evening, he will be one of the dwellers of Jannah. And if anyone supplicates in these terms during the night with a firm belief in it and dies before the morning, he will be one of the dwellers of Jannah, inshallah. And yes, just finally one more, just something that I would like to share with you, the importance of dua or supplication. It is said that a true Muslim should be keen on using the believer's weapon. And what is that believer's weapon? It is dua, supplication to Allah in every situation. Now, this is true of every situation that occurs for a Muslim in daily life. During fasting, stick to making dua, because in this state you are nearer to Allah and your supplications are more likely to be accepted. Thus, you should make dua to Allah all the time and not forget that Allah responds to the invocations of the supplicant when he or she calls on Him sincerely from the heart. Allah says in His ever glorious Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, that is chapter 2 verse 186, "And when my slave," or rather, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, "and when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me without any mediator or intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led." All right, alhamdulillah. So easy for us. You know, we can directly ask Allah Ta'ala. We don't need to go through any other way. We just lift our hands and ask Allah for whatever our needs are, and obviously ask Allah to forgive us, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy help us, guide us, and give us the understanding to take these little steps to gain reward during this month, and inshallah to continue with this after the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And just for the benefit of our listeners, these du'as and many more are also available in the kitab, Contentment of the Heart. All these du'as are there, and these are all du'as that we sometimes, many of us read it every day, but sometimes we don't know what the value of these du'as are. So please read them and continue reading them, inshallah, even after the month of Ramadan. Well, stay with us, inshallah. When we return, we're going to be crossing over to KwaZulu-Natal, and inshallah we'll be joined by Maulana Mohammed Benka. Today we're talking about the night power, the Night of Power, that is Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. Stay with us, we'll be back in a few moments.
Want to look great this Eid? Head down to Sleepy Sleepwear. We have just launched the Miss S and Sleepy Sleepwear Eid range. Shine like a star with our sparkling gemstones. New stocks of velour gowns just arrived. The perfect Eid gift. Miss S range now also available for ladies and girls. All this at our Sleepy Sleepwear stores. Trade Route Mall, Lenasia, Leeson Square, Fordsburg, Westwood Mall, Durban, Swift Center, Overport. So don't get caught sleeping without Sleepy Sleepwear.
Did you know that low omega-6 or omega-3 ratio can help to counteract inflammation and prevent cancer? Recent tests done by the Cancer Association of South Africa on all 40 margarines produced in South Africa, only Blossom Canola Margarine and Blossom Canola Light were found to have these effective ratios of omega-6 to omega-3. That's why the Cancer Association of South Africa has recognized Blossom Canola Margarine and Blossom Canola Light as a smart choice in helping to lower the risk of cancer. Details of which are available on all packs. So make the smart choice. Choose Blossom Canola Margarine.
Shoe World's Red Hot Shoe Sale is now on. Shoe World stores of Lenasia and Soweto brings you a Red Hot Shoe Sale. Ladies sandals from 50 Rand. Ladies and kiddie shoes from 80 Rand. Men's shoes from 150 Rand. Don't miss out on this once-off shoe sale happening right now. Call a Red Hot Shoe Sale on 011-854-6890 or 011-854-2575. Shoe World's Red Hot Shoe Sale is now on. We are open 7 days a week for your convenience.
Honeybee! 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 What's the buzz? It's honeybee. The talk around the galaxy is that honeybee is having an astronomical sale. Get it like Vegemix and Kenwood.
The Honeybee Umrah competition is on again.
Wow!
Buy a Magimix and win 2 free Umrah tickets.
Purchase the Kenwood products and stand a chance to win many more prizes.
There's a new pot on the stove. Chairs Cookware. Made from the best quality 18 by 10 stainless steel with heavy gauge of 1.2 millimeters and 34 sizes to choose from. Not only is it oven and dishwasher safe, Chairs pots carry a lifetime guarantee. For more information, call us on 011-056-8399 or 083-601-4776 or simply email us on chairspots@gmail.com.
ثم إذاعة الإسلام.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zainat, and joining me now in this segment of the program is Maulana Muhammad Benker from KwaZulu-Natal. And like I said earlier today, inshallah, we're discussing Laylatul Qadr, the Night of Power. Now, obviously, we are already in that last 10 days of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and obviously the night of power would be falling within this month, inshallah. They say amongst the nights of Ramadan, there is one called Laylatul Qadr, a night that is noted for its great blessings. The Quran Kareem describes it as being greater in blessedness and spiritual virtue than 1,000 months, which in turn means that it is greater than 83 years and 4 months. Fortunate indeed is that person who attains the full blessings of this night by spending it in ibadat of Allah, because he has then attained reward for ibadat of 83 years and 4 months, and even more. Indeed, the granting of this night to the faithful Muslim is a great favor. Assalamu alaikum, Mulana. Jazakallahu khair for joining us once again.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, sister, and to the listeners of Radio Islam.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Yes, indeed, we are in the last 10 days of Ramadan. You actually cannot believe it, that the month has really gone so fast. Malana, it is reported by Anas radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam have said that Laylatul Qadr was granted to my ummah and not to any other ummah before this. What was the reason for the granting of Laylatul Qadr? And perhaps Mawlana can also just share with us a little bit of its origin.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wadahum bi ihsanin ila yawmi d-deen wa ba'd. Respected honored listeners, all praises due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These blessings, salutations be upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are enjoying the most beautiful month of the entire year. And this is the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, this evening we'll be entering into the last odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 days of the beautiful month of Ramadan. And you know, like you rightfully pointed out, you know, we reflect and ponder the way the days have gone. You know, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept our ibadat, whatever little we have done in this month. May Allah ta'ala make it a means of our emancipation and our freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Nonetheless, respected listeners, when we look at Laylatul Qadr, there are two surahs of the Quran Kareem that we need to highlight. One is, of course, Surah Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr. And the second surah is Surah Dukhan, the opening verses of the surah. That inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna mundirin. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim amra min indina inna kunna mursirin. Now we find that the Quran Kareem was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, on Laylatul Qadr. Now what is meant by the Quran Kareem being revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, as we all very well know that the Quran was revealed over a period of 23 years. And this a verse of the Quran says that the Quran Kareem was revealed on Laylatul Qadr on one night. So outwardly there appears to be a contradiction, but the ulama have explained it very beautifully. They say what is meant by this, the Quran in its entirety was revealed from the Lawhul Mahfuz to the Baytul Izzah, that is the protected tablet in the heavens at one time. And from the Baytul Izzah over a period of 23 years, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَّلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. The Quran had come down gradually, bit by bit, surah by surah, ayah by ayah, to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the night wherein the Quran Kareem was revealed, you know, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now with regards to the virtue of this night, in fact the hadith appears that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made reference to, there was one person in the Bani Israel who had strove in the path of Allah in jihad with his arms for 1,000 months. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to the Almighty Allah, that, oh Allah, my ummah's lifespan is the shortest. How will we be able to attain the rewards that the previous ummah had? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the verse was then mentioned, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That the night of power, the night of power. In fact, the ulama have interpreted, Qadr, they have interpreted either one of two ways. Either it's destiny, a person's destiny, it's the night of destiny. That is why the ulama have explained that on this night of power, a person's taqdeer will be decided for the following year, what sustenance a person will get. Generally, this is the perception that people generally have on Laylatul Bara'ah, the 15th of Sha'ban. That is when a person's taqdeer is decided, a person's sustenance is written down. But the ulama have explained that there is weakness in its narration. So Laylatul Qadr, this is the night when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he frees thousands of people from the fire of Jahannam. Now the question that people generally ask is, then why is it that this night of power, this night of Qadr is not specified? Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jibreel had come down, he had informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the precise moment of Laylatul Qadr. But as Nabi alayhi sallam walked out of his room, there were two individuals who were arguing. And he said that the ill effect of that argument was the precise moment of Laylatul Qadr was lifted away from me and hence the entire Ummah. Now one argument left the entire Ummah deprived. Now in the other wisdoms that the ulama have written, that why is Laylatul Qadr not specified on a particular night? Now, as we all very well know, for example, if it was specified on the, maybe the 27th night or the 25th night or the 23rd night of Ramadan, people will only engage in ibadah on that particular night. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to maximize that not only on one night, but the last 10 nights and especially the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan where we engage in ibadah and we engage in the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah. So, Mulana, even though only the odd nights are emphasized, it's the 23, 25, 27, all those, the odd nights, but there is a possibility that Laylatul Qadr may even fall on the other nights?
If you look at, in fact, there have been many, many books that have been written on this topic, and time doesn't permit us to go into the details of it, but there are various different opinions that different ulama have cited. And they have given different reasons as to why. We find that what has become commonly known in our circles is that Laylatul Qadr takes place on the 27th of Ramadan. Now, no person can tell you with certainty. Like this, the ulama have explained. Allama Suyuti has explained it very beautifully. He says that Laylatul Qadr, it moves around. It moves around. There are some ulama who are of the opinion, they say it's not confined to the odd nights, but it can take place on any of the even nights also. But the more preferred opinion is it takes place in the odd nights, in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So this is what the Nabi Sallam said, search and look for the night of power. So this is a wonderful opportunity for a person to gain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's these are the moments of forgiveness. These are the nights and the days of forgiveness. So what's better? I mean that, a person who's in the commercial world, during the Christmas period, a person exerts to the maximum. If it means you're opening your shop for 2 hours more, I mean you'll open for 3 hours more. You do not want to lose the sale. So this is the ideal opportunity for us to maximize, to take maximum benefit, from these last few moments, of the month of Ramadan. Because like we always say, there were so many people that were with us last year. Today they are dead and gone. Allah alone knows. I am speaking, you are listening. I am here today, tomorrow I could be gone. Death is inevitable. And many of us, unfortunately, we look at our youth today, they have that perception, I am still young. In other words, I have another 30, 40 years to look forward to. When I reach the latter stages of my life, then I will decide to reform. We need to start turning today. Turn the turning new leaf in our lives. Like I always say, that this is a wonderful opportunity. Think positively about Allah. Allah Ta'ala is there. Allah wants to forgive us. That is why Allah Ta'ala has granted us these beautiful opportunities like Laylatul Qadr. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our ibadah. You and I are in need of the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. Allah Ta'ala is ghani. Allah Ta'ala does not need you and I, but we're totally in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah. Mulana, I know this is a question everybody wants to know is, what are some of the signs to look out for, if it is possible? They always talk about, the pious that would be able to recognize this night. But for us, layperson, would we be able to recognize this night?
Generally, with regards to the night of Qadr, what the ulama have mentioned, and in fact, if you open, Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi has written a detailed, discussion on this topic, and he said that the night of power, you'll find it is a very still, it is a very calm night. He says at times you'll find, you'll find rain coming down, very calm, very calm, not heavy rain, but rain is coming down very gently, and this is a source of barakah. The next morning you find that the rays of the sun will not be like any other day. So these are basically, the signs that a person should look forward to, for when he's searching and looking for Laylatul Qadr.
Yes. A peaceful night, a really wonderful night, inshallah, and I'm sure I make dua that all of us can actually, see some of these signs. Now, Malala, we are all hope and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala accepts our duas and our forgiveness, but what are some of the most important requirements for tawbah?
I think this is perhaps the most fundamental, the most important aspect that we need to analyze. Like we have heard on Laylatul Bara, there are certain people who are deprived of the forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala because of certain...
Mulana, I'm sorry, can we just take our caller on, please? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Gee.
What I want to ask the Mulana, sister, is, you know, we all talk about Laylatul Qadr, but there's a verse in that surah, تنزل الملائكة روحه في أبي ربي من كل عمر. Allah Ta'ala sends down the angels and the spirits with all decrees. And, you know, nobody ever discusses that part of the surah. Now I'm asking the Mawlana, what does Allah Ta'ala send down the malaikas and the spirits down for, and what decrees is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioning in there?
Okay. Mawlana, would you like to respond?
Brother, you can listen over the radio.
Allah
Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the surah says that وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What do you know about لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ? لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Like sister, you had mentioned in the beginning of the program, it is better, not equal, it is better than 1,000 months. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The malaika, the celestial creation of the Almighty Allah, who are totally sinless, they come down. وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. وَالْرُوحُ Allah Ta'ala, the ulama have explained, in the mufassirin have explained, this refers to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. This great angel of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes down. And Allah in His Jalal, Allah Ta'ala in His Kamal, Allah Ta'ala in His greatness, He calls out, is there anyone asking for forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there anyone asking for sustenance that I may grant him sustenance? Whatever needs you have, and this continues right up to the break of dawn. So what is meant, warruh, this refers to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and the celestial malaika, the creation, you know, that the pure creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, they come down on this particular night, you know, for the entire duration of the night. And the mercy of Allah is being showered upon this ummah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy is blowing. The doors of Jannah have been opened. And the slave has been transported into the realm of forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala has granted us a wonderful opportunity, to forgive us. Now, coming back to the point, with regards to the acceptance of a person's tawbah, number one, very, very important. Unfortunately, today, we have developed a very negative attitude towards Allah. A very negative perception about Allah. Many of us feel when we think about Allah, Allah is the being that only wants to punish. Allah wants to condemn us to hell. Respected listeners, let us not think, in that manner. Nabi alayhi salam said, Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, I will deal with my servants in the manner that they think about me. If you think positively about Allah, Allah will respond positively towards you. If a person thinks negatively about Allah, this is how Allah Ta'ala will respond. So number one, let us be optimistic. Let us have absolute hope in the mercy of Allah. These are the nights of forgiveness. These are the days of forgiveness. Let us have absolute hope that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive us, number one. Number two, very important in this night, especially in the month of Ramadan, and this is something we have been highlighting, there are many sins that we perpetrate in our lives. Whether it is ghibah, whether it is slander, whether it is backbiting, many of us have severed and cut off ties with our close relatives. So we need to build those ties. We need to work on our spiritual reformation. Those sins that many of us are perpetrating for 11 months of the year, we need to start working on that. So this is a wonderful opportunity. We find, unfortunately, this happens today. The day of Eid on certain nights, make me mock. I've wronged you, make me mock. But we find that 2 days down the line, we're back to square one again. I'm not speaking to my brother. I'm not speaking to my sister. We cannot get along. So we need to rectify the relationship between us and the general masses. If we want Allah to forgive us, we need to rectify our relationship with the general masses, number two. Number three, very, very important, is that we need to rectify our intention. That when we are making, we are making tawbah to the Almighty Allah, we need to rectify our intention. And make this intention that, oh Allah, this is the end of this is the end of sin in my life. Like Mullah Sayyid Ahmad Khan from Muhajir Madani used to mention, he said, unfortunately, today this ummah is making istighfar. Today this ummah is not making tawbah. He says istighfar is where a person commits a mistake, and then you pick up your hands like you and I. But in the back of our minds, we know that we will return back to that sin in the future. I mean, we sit in the masjid, we pick up our hands, oh Allah, grant us barakah in our business. You barely walk out of the masjid and you sign an interest-related deal. Where is the barakah going to come from? You ask Allah Ta'ala to protect you, you walk out of the masjid, out of the month of Ramadan, and we start looking at haram. Our lives return back to the same what we were prior to Ramadan. So very, very important, we need to rectify our intention. So Mullah Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib used to say, he said that we need to start making tawbah. What is tawbah? That, oh Allah, I have committed so many sins in my life. Oh Allah, I make this intention that I will never, ever return to that sin again. Make that intention firmly in the heart, inshallah, respected listeners. End of the day, we are sinners. We're prone to committing mistakes and errors in life. But do not make the intention, do not make tawbah, do not make istighfar with the intention of reverting back to that sin again.
Okay, Malana, we have a call online. Jazakallahu khair for that. We have a call online from a sister from Mzinto. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, sister?
I just want to ask Maulana about, you know, the four kalimas you read every morning. They say here that we must not say zinata, we must not put here, yeah, must say zinata. I want Maulana to just elaborate on that.
Okay, Maulana, did you get that?
I think I got it very vaguely. I think the sister is referring to the wazifa that we normally read every morning. Subhanallah wa bihamdi adada khalqi wa rida nafsi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimati. Wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimati. The weight of the arsh of Allah.
Okay.
You know, we're praising Allah, you know, according to, I think that's what the sister is referring to. Okay. You know, she's absolutely correct. The correct pronunciation is wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimati.
Okay. Jazakallahu khair for that, and jazakallahu khair for bringing it to our notice as well, sister. Jazakallahu khair. Okay, yes, Mulana, continue. Now, we're going to take a very short break, and when we return, inshallah, we continue with our program, and inshallah, in the next part of the program, we'll just see how we can, you know, how to spend our time, what to read, and inshallah, the way forward after Ramadan. So stay with us, we'll be back in a few moments.
Sharma Spice of Indonesia has the following specials. 5 litre pan oil, 70 rand. 1.5 kilo clover ghee, 100 rand. 500 gram clum powder or Nespray, 35 rand each. 6x155 Nestle cream, 55 rand. 6x219, 85 rand. 6x385 Nestle condensed milk, 85 rand. 1 kilo icing sugar or caster sugar, 11 rand each. 1 kilo mazina, 10 rand. 1 kilo coconut, 20 rand. All items available while stocks last. Sharma Spice, 011-852-2768.
India, a nation estimated to have one third of the world's poor population. The Al Imdad Foundation urgently appeals for assistance in providing aid to the Muslims in the state of Assam. Our projects include tube wells, empowerment projects, feeding schemes, and healthcare projects. Donate now and help the people of Assam. Visit alimdad.com or call 0861-786-243.
The Nasia Livestock. Feed the fasting this Ramadan by sponsoring a sheep for iftar or the day of Eid. Cattle from 5,999 rand. Sheep or goats for sadaqah or lillah from 999 rand. Terms and conditions apply. We offer clean, hygienic, abattoir style and refrigeration facilities. We slaughter, slice and distribute on your behalf. The Nasia Livestock and Poultry. Livestock is our business. We are Senha approved. Contact 011-857-1774.
Charity begins at home. The Lanesia Muslim Association, your pioneer association since 1964, serving the basic needs at 7 masajids. Madrasa with close to 1,900 learners, seeing to the welfare of the less privileged. Receiving the giant share of your charity, zakat and lillah, will help us to fulfill our responsibility. Call us on 011-854-3082 during business hours.
Looking for that perfect material at the perfect price? Look no further. Our mega annual sale at HRN Bride's Boutique is now on. Save this Ramadan on bridal gowns, bridal fabrics, and bridal accessories, now less 20%. Save up to 70% off evening wear and beaded fabrics.
Grab our beautiful winter fabrics flying off the shelves at less 50%. All Abaya fabrics, Swarovski trimmings and haberdashery now on special. For your convenience, HRN will be open on Sundays during Ramadan, so hurry up and visit us for our in-store specials. HRN Fabrics, 011-852-7300.
يا غزاة الأحرار ثوري على الفجار يا غزاة الأحرار ثوري على الفجار هيا قذيفي بالنار يحفاد صهيوني هيا قذيفي بالنار.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program Socially Speaking. I'm Sister Zainat. My guest is Maulana Muhammad Venka, and today, alhamdulillah, we're talking about the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. Maulana, just before we talk about how to spend our time, what to read, and, you know, what to do, inshallah, after Ramadan, just tell us a little about those who, unfortunate ones who deprive themselves of the great good of Laylatul Qadr.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected, I think this is a very important aspect that we need to highlight. And in fact, if you look into the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, there are certain individuals who are deprived of the forgiveness of Allah, you know, despite the great magnitude of forgiveness of Allah on this particular night. And amongst those are those who severe ties with their fellow men, which unfortunately has become so common, and I briefly, you know, highlighted this, prior to the ad break, that where we severe ties and we stop talking to one another, sometimes over trivial reasons, and we say that man has done me such a wrong, this woman has done me such a wrong, which is the unpardonable wrong. So I think that's the first step. You know, we need to rectify our link and our bond with our associates, our brothers and sisters. Number two, the person who is guilty of disobeying their parents on these momentous occasions of forgiveness, such individuals are deprived of the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Allah. So I think it's so important for us to make sure that these things are in order first, inshallah. So Maulana, how do we actually spend our time during these auspicious nights?
With regards to spending, one of the du'as that has been taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Nabi alayhi salam said in the odd nights on Laylatul Qadr, recite this du'a excessively. Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. Oh may Allah, please forgive me. If we do not know the Arabic dua recited in the English language, totally permissible, number one. Number two, what we should also do is that a very, very powerful amal, and that is the performance of Salatul Tasbih. Salatul Tasbih, the method, very, very simple. The hadith is Nabi alayhi salam had taught his uncle Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Some ulama have mentioned that there is weakness in its narration, but this has been the practice of our great akabirin, our great ulama, and this is something that they had advocated with regards to the performance of Salatul Tasbih. The simple method, there are two ways of reading the salah, but the most simplified method is, it's a four rakat salah, where we recite the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, 300 times. The method is very simple. You make the intention, it's a nafil salah, four rakats, nafil salah. You raise your hands, you say Allahu Akbar, thereafter you say Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. However, before Suratul Fatiha, you recite the third kalima 15 times. You recite the third kalima 15 times. Thereafter you read Surah Fatiha, you read another surah of the Quran al-Kareem. However, prior to going into ruku, you recite the third kalima 10 times. So 15 times before Surah Fatiha and 10 times after the surah. That gives you 25. Thereafter you go into ruku, you recite it another 10 times. You come up from ruku, recite it another 10 times. You go down into sajda another 10 times. sit up from the first sajda 10 times and you go down into the second sajda, that will give you 75 times you have recited the third kalima. So inshallah, by the time a person finishes the fourth rakat of the salat of tasbih, you would have recited the third kalima 300 times. 300 times. And really this is a wonderful practice, you know, that can serve as, there are two benefits, or rather we could say there are many, many benefits. You know, because this is a salah that develops a person's concentration. And this is what we have been advised, that we should try and read the salah every day. You cannot do it every day, once a week. If not once a week, once a month. If not once a month, once a year. If you cannot even do it once a year, do it once in your lifetime. Do it once in your lifetime. And really this develops concentration. And this is a question that people generally ask. You know, I perform my salah, Mulana, I cannot get concentration, what can I do? Wallahi, believe me, many people have made, you know, would attest to what I say, read salat al-tasbih. This will grant you the concentration and the devotion that is truly desired, you know, when we are standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So like I had mentioned, recite the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Perform salat al-tasbih. Let us spend some portion reciting Quran Kareem. This is the month of Quran. Link ourselves to the Quran. Recite as much Quran as possible in our Nafil Salah when we are sitting, and let us spend some portion of the night. It might be difficult for us to spend the entire night, but respected listeners, let us make it a dedicated agenda, inshallah. Let us make this intention that inshallah from tonight, at least the odd nights, I will take out some portion of this night and I will spend it in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Inshallah. And just one last question before, yes, Mulana, I think it's so important for us, you know, once the month of Ramadan is over, and, you know, I think we're all at the high, inshallah, but how do we maintain this? What is the way forward after Ramadan?
Respected listeners, you know, like when we had the previous program, I always make reference to this year, that prior to Ramadan, we all make intentions that we want to change our lives. And every one of us. And really, I am not here to suggest to you to start a spiritual reformation in this month of Ramadan. Every person in the month of Ramadan is spiritually energized. We feel the proximity, we feel the closeness for the Almighty Allah. But we find that what unfortunately, we have restricted our intentions only to Ramadan. We have restricted our intentions only to Ramadan. So a person intends Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala aids that person accordingly. So let us make this intention. Like we spoke about earlier on, rectify our intention. Say, oh Allah, these actions that I am doing in Ramadan, grant me the tawfiq and the ability to continue those actions after Ramadan. You know, like the Arabic poet said it so beautifully. He said it's like a person building a beautiful building. The building is built to perfection. Respected listeners, your salah was a construction. You put a brick, then you put your sadaqah on top, and then you put your zakat on top, then you put your tilawat on top, then you put your zikr on top. The month of Ramadan you have built. Let us continue building. Don't break with your own hands what you have built in the month of Ramadan. So like I said, let us make this intention. And this is what the ulama have explained also. Proportionate to a person's intention, Allah Ta'ala will aid a person accordingly. And the ulama have also written that a sign to see whether a person's Ramadan was accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if we continue with those actions that we were doing in Ramadan, outside Ramadan. But we find that in Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, we have changed our pattern in life, our working hours, etc. To do it to that level outside Ramadan might be a bit more difficult. But let us do it on a smaller scale. If in a month of Ramadan I'm reading one para, let us make this intention that, oh Allah, I will continue reciting Quran. You cannot read one para, read quarter para in the Quran Kareem. But what Allah Ta'ala loves the most, Allah Ta'ala loves consistency. Allah Ta'ala loves consistency in our amal, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. May Allah Ta'ala accept our ibadat and allow us to take full benefit of this Mubarak night. And let us not forget our brothers and sisters and all over the world who are being oppressed and facing extreme hardships. Inshallah, ameen. And Jazakallah khair, Mulana, for once again a wonderful program. And please remember us in your duas, inshallah, and our families. not lovely.
We make dua to the Almighty Allah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we imbibe these beautiful advices of Quran and Sunnah. And like you had mentioned also, you know, our brothers and sisters in different parts of the world who are facing great difficulty. Inshallah, you know, we should remember them, remember ourselves, our families, and the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, till we meet again. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam. Jazakallahu khair. Well, listeners, that's it then from us. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.